Murphy says the EDA approved $8 billion in tax incentives since 2010, and the audit will compare the actual economic impact with the projected benefits when the awards were granted.
We're going to look back at the types of jobs that were created and where they were created. And we're going to examine the entire application process, including the fees that were paid to lobbyists and consultants.
Murphy believes there's been an outsized focus on rewarding the biggest companies with the biggest tax breaks. He says the culture needs to change to help small companies and grow startup innovation businesses. At the State House, I'm Phil Gregory, WBGO News.